We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The new Omicron variant, and while it hasn't been reported in the United States, researchers at Northwestern University say the variant of COVID-19 is here. WBBM's Rachel Pearson has more.
It's already in America, I'm sure of it.
Lori Post with Northwestern's Feinberg School of Medicine has been closely tracking COVID outbreaks in more than 200 countries since last March. She says she's confident the Omicron variant of COVID-19 has made its way to the United States. It just hasn't been reported yet.
I mean, every time somebody catches COVID, we don't sequence all of those.
Post says this new variant spreads incredibly fast. Using surveillance systems, she found the number of Omicron cases first reported in South Africa grew at an alarming rate.
We went from less than one person per day, and there's no trend line. All of a sudden, it jerks up, and then you've got, 5.4 people per day per 100,000.
She says it's too early to make assumptions about the severity of the variant and whether or not it can get around the COVID vaccine. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A local health expert says fighting off another wave of infection starts with common sense.
Dr. Sharon Welbell is director of hospital epidemiology and infection control with Cook County Health.
This variant is different because it has more mutations in what's called the spike protein. That is basically the protein that allows this virus to get into our human cells.
While there are still many unanswered questions, Dr. Welbell says thanks to quick action in South Africa, she expects more clarity in the days to come. Until then, she's preaching patience and the avoidance of COVID fatigue.
We need to wear a mask when we're indoors. We need to keep physical distance when possible. Get vaccinated, most importantly.
Another piece of advice from the doctor, don't be what she calls a hero at school or your job.
If one feels sick, stay home, get tested.
Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
In Evanston, they have a little more to say about a shooting last night that killed a 17-year-old boy and left four others teenagers injured. It happened at a gas station on Green Bay and Asbury. A second shooting several hours later wounded a sixth victim near Chicago and Howard Street. That person was identified as a 29-year-old Chicago man. At a news conference last hour, Evanston Mayor Daniel Bish said, today, Evanston's heart is broken, but police refuse to answer questions about the shootings. No one is in custody.
Six people have been chosen for the jury in the trial of actor Jussie Smollett. The day began here in Chicago, with jurors being asked about their exposure to news in this case. Jurors will be tasked with determining whether Smollett orchestrated a phony hate crime on himself and then lied to police about being a victim. The trial is expected to last at least a week.
The city of Chicago heading into this winter season with some new tools for taking on the snow and cold.
The Department of Streets and Sanitation has 20 new salt spreaders for keeping city roads clear. That's in addition to more than 300 snowplows. Commissioner Cole Stollard says there are no supply chain issues with acquiring road salt, nor labor shortages for plow drivers.
We onboarded our 180 two-hour drivers, we call them, and they're all on board and we're ready to go. Just waiting for the snow.
As he spoke, a few slight flakes fell outside the city's new salt dome on Grand Avenue. Commissioner Stollard says it's holding half of its 60,000-ton capacity. The city reminds drivers its winter parking ban takes effect on Wednesday. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A Southside library that allows people to borrow tools is expanding.
The Chicago Tool Library on 37th Street near Morgan in Bridgeport is preparing to expand. The nonprofit opened in August of 2019. It gives members the chance to borrow tools instead of buying them or hiring another person to do the job. Block Club Chicago reports that in the last 2 years, membership has ballooned from 150 members to more than 1,500 across the city. The 1,000-square-foot facility has more than 2,500 tools. The founders are now looking for a larger facility that can house twice as many pieces of equipment. Most tools are donated, and they say they're turning away donations due to a lack of space. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, a Jewish festival of lights known as Hanukkah celebrated at the seat of Illinois state government here in Chicago. State Representative Bob Morgan says he's proud to stand in the Thompson Center for the state's official celebration of Hanukkah and the lighting of the traditional symbolic candles.
For those who are not Jewish, seeing this 7-foot menorah in the State of Illinois building, the Thompson Center, has always been very special. It reflects the Jewish community being accepted, being part of our community, regardless of how small our numbers are.
Governor Pritzker was one of the guests of honor as area rabbis, Jewish state lawmakers, and others celebrated in the Thompson Building Rotunda. Well, this may be the best time ever for you to get your boss to agree to more benefits.
Many people don't even realize they could get more money or better working conditions by just asking for them.
We don't tend to see what's possible in our own environments. It's more common that people will consider leaving and going somewhere else rather than actually going through the angst of trying to negotiate where you are.
Rick Cobb of Two Discern tells the WBBM Noon Business Hour, the fact that companies are having such a tough time finding workers puts current employees in a good position to ask for more money, a promotion, or even the chance to get rid of some of the tasks they don't like by just making it sound like it's a win for the employer.
These other things that you're asking me to do seem to be more important, and the stuff that I'm doing now, which is obviously the stuff that you don't want to do, really gets in the way. What do you want me to trade for that? I only have so much time in the day.
Cisco Coto News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Illinois State Representative Greg Harris says he won't run for another term, but didn't give a specific reason why. He served for 15 years and has been the Illinois House Majority Leader since 2019. Among the legislation he backed was a measure that legalized same-sex marriage. House Speaker Chris Welch called him a values-oriented leader. Deputy GOP Minority Leader Tom Demmer says Harris has been a tremendous legislator and a great public servant.
While African Americans and Latino aldermen keep wrangling over redrawing Chicago's ward boundaries, members of the Asian American community are demanding a ward of their own.
Chicago's only had one Asian alderman, Amaya Pawar, who no longer represents the North Side, and the city's Chinatown has been divided into several wards. So during public comment at the latest city council hearing on redistricting, Chinese American activist Nancy Chen renewed the call for a ward that is 51% Asian, possibly the 11th ward, now represented by Patrick Daly Thompson.
Heartened by the proposed maps, including a majority Asian American ward from both the Black caucus and the Latino caucus. To our big surprise, Alderman Thompson continues to insist on a ward with 47% Asian American residents and thinks that is good enough for the Chinese and Asian community.
Thompson, who's under federal indictment, has said he's proud to represent a diverse community. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
We're learning more about a deadly fire this morning near Midway Airport, where a neighbor helped rescue two people.
A tweet from the Chicago Fire Department reads, "Hats off to a neighbor near the fire this morning." Officials say clearing resident Ronaldo Vera was woken up by his dog, which had heard screams coming from a nearby home. The neighbor then ran to the fire on West 64th Street and rescued a child and an adult before firefighters arrived. Unfortunately, a 60-year-old woman died in the fire and three other people were injured, including a 7-year-old boy. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
From the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Sports Desk, here's Jeff Joniak.
Bears back to work today, getting ready for Arizona. The first place Cardinals coming off a bye. They are an outstanding balanced team, both offensively and defensively. Fourth in the league in points scored, fourth in the league in points allowed. So a lot of work on the table for the Bears this week. Eddie Jackson at the podium today, one of the veterans, annoyed with the fire Nagy chants that have been echoing through Soldier Field and Chicago.
I mean, we hate it, honestly. And like the fans got to understand, that doesn't help anything. You know, y'all want us to play better, do better. That's not helping. You know what I mean? When y'all sitting up there and chanting that. But, you know, I get it. You know, the frustration, you know, long life Bears fans been going through this for a long, long time. So I understand it. But it's not helping the situation. You know, I feel like it's just making it worse. But for us, this time, we, like I said, we just continue to rally around each other and, you know, look upon ourselves to get this thing turned around and block out all outside noise.
Six games to go. We'll bring you the Bears-Cardinals game from Soldier Field starting at 9 a.m. Sunday. Kickoff at noon. Coach's show 7 o'clock tonight. Justin Fields, Roquan Smith, Allen Robinson at practice but not working today with ribs, hamstring, and hamstring issues respectively. Seattle at Washington tonight in Monday Night Football. Minnesota running back Dalvin Cook dislocated shoulder and torn labrum. Will not miss the rest of the season, but he will miss some time. Major League Baseball, money being spent. Max Scherzer reportedly agrees on a 3-year, $130 million deal with the Mets. Cy Young Award winner, Toronto's Robbie Ray with Seattle, a 5-year, $115 million deal, according to reports. And Corey Sager reportedly a 10-year deal with Texas leaving the Dodgers. Bulls tip tonight against Charlotte. You can hear it on 670 The Score. Zach LaVine, questionable with an illness. With sports on your home for the Bears, Jeff Joniak, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.